We're in a media centre, surrounded by lots of media types. You can tell the media types because they're doing very little and they're surrounded by technology. More importantly, there is an open Wi-Fi thing here. Hang on, I'm just putting my squidgy mic cover on my mic. This is how professional I am.
Squeeze.
Right, it's on. And the bandwidth appears to be good, very good. So I might just stay in here forever, sleep under a table tonight, and surf the web to my heart's content. So much going on. Due to the limited ability to upload, I've just been taking twit pics and pinging them up. That's all been good. I'm sat next to Anthony Barker. What's your company called again?
Console Monster.
Concert Monster?
Console Monster.
Console Monster. You've only told me that twice before. That's how good my memory is. And you make iPhone apps and all kinds of bits, don't you?
I am a developer initially, yes. But in my spare time, I run a independent UK website that deals with 360 and PS3 console games.
Cool. What are your thoughts on today? What have you had a look at? What's grabbed your attention?
What's grabbed my attention? I've enjoyed Operation Flashpoint from Codemasters, which has pretty much made an absolute beeline to when I first got there.
Cool.
I enjoyed it very much. I was the first one to play the actual demo ever.
Really?
Yeah.
The first one ever to play the demo?
Yeah.
On what console?
That was on the 360.
Of course.
Yes. Enjoyed it a lot. It was very like the original, which is great. And I spoke to the guys there, and they appreciated my feedback that I gave them.
Nice. Did they give you any freebies?
Unfortunately, no. There's quite a bit of a lack of freebies.
There is a lack of freebies, although I think I probably have most of them. They're in my bag. I've got to show you some of these geek snacks that I got.
Awesome.
Pizza flavour nuts you can eat straight out of the bag without getting your hands dirty. Genius.
Awesome.
I've got some T-shirt, but unfortunately, as we're in America, they're all XXL.
Oh, of course. Could use them as tents.
Yeah, I think I might actually use one as a bag to carry my extra stuff home.
That would be a good idea, yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else grab your attention? Did you see the 3D TV?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, there's a 3D television. You can use it as a normal telly as well, but it had all these weird little LEDs in the frame. It was almost like they drilled the frame to put these LEDs in. I said, can't you just hide those behind a bit of glass? And they said, thank you very much, good idea. So I think they might do that for the next version. Awesome, though, really good. And they had this very lightweight, realistic-looking gun. It wasn't pink or yellow. And you could shoot stuff on the screen, and as it exploded, it nearly took your head off. It felt like that, and I thought, this is a normal TV.
Wow.
Amazing. And the way they made it, I don't know, it was some kind of secret, they said, but it looked like they had some kind of virtual Fresnel lens, if that makes sense.
Fresnel lens?
You know, like you get on bike lights to disperse light, or you place them over the top of birthday cards if you want a cheesy holographic effect.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
so... Class.
It's like a castle Xbox, isn't it? The actual hub. It's massive where they've got all the hidden little offices and booths and stuff.
Yeah, most people have hidden booths. We just saw Just Cause 2 from Eidos, which is behind the closed doors, and that was pretty good.
Yep.
Lives up to its original and makes it a lot better than it originally does.
What kind of waiting time is there on some of these releases?
Most of them you end up seeing coming out most likely either early or later part of 2010.
Wow.
So there's a bit of a long wait for quite a lot of the most prestigious titles that you're waiting for in the long run.
How many consoles do you own yourself?
I own, as in play,
yeah.
Or own?
Well, okay, play regularly.
Play 2 regularly, yes. PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Which one do you play most of?
Xbox 360.
Of course. Cool, man. I'm going to see if this uploads, which I think it might do, because I can almost feel the Wi-Fi on my face. It's so strong in here. And get back to hopefully interviewing another person sat next to me, because I obviously can't leave this room now. I might go and speak to the girl selling those energy drinks.
Yeah, energy drinks, that sounds like a really excellent idea.